Centrale Monte Martini, Capitol Art Museum's second exhibition base, is a good example of conversion of an archaeological industrial building into a museum, Rome's first public establishment for the generation of electricity. The museum's story begins in 1997 with the relocation of a selection of sculptures and archaeological remains from Capitoline Museums. A major exhibition sought by Sovrintendenza Capitolina dei Beni Culturali will have allowed to proceed with renovation works of wide areas in the Capitoline Museums without taking away from the public the artworks. The vast areas in the Centrale Monte Martini, marked by the massive machinery that survived, were considered suitable more than ever to experiment new solutions for graphic museum design. Acea realized the transformation of the building into a museum by adjusting the new spaces for the newfound destination and renovating the machinery, while the Capitoline Museum were handling the archaeological exhibition. The two interventions were realized at the same time, with enthusiasm in a perfect symphony. Two complete opposite worlds, two different archaeology, were for the first time unified through a bold layout, which it was planned in a way that the objects already present and what they wanted to expose wouldn't be unbalanced. To sum up the contrast game between the machines and the gods, which became the title of the exhibition open to the public since October 1997. The public and workers' interest, who were attracted by the experimental decoration of the exhibition, consolidated the validity of the brand new gallery space enough to make it permanent in 2001, the Museum of Centrale Monte Martini. On November 2016, after a few works of renovation, the museum was extended with the opening of a new hall where there are exposed the famous Pio IX trains coaches.